This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 401 for property ID 150565000. The property is owned by Melanie B. Goldman. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Yes, sir. All right. So going to be beginning on page 4 this time. We do have the valuation summary showing last year's value compared to this year's. Last year we were at $380,000, and this year being assessed at $482,350. Opinion of value today is going to be $430,000. And beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have three comparable sales here. They do all have a different neighborhood code to the subject property, so I do believe they're in competing neighborhoods. However, they're in very close proximity with the subject, within a quarter mile. The subject property itself is going to be 1,332 square feet, with our comparables ranging between 980 square feet and 1,932 square feet. So a bit of a spread there, still going to be bracketing the subject. The subject was built in 1965, doesn't appear any permits were pulled. Our comps are ranging from 1947 to 2002. So quite a bit of a spread there as well. Condition is going to be similar, if not slightly superior, to the subject across the board, as well as building grade being similar to the subject as well. The subject is located on a 10,019 square foot lot. Our comparables are ranging between 7,052 square feet and 8,039 square feet. In time of sale, we are going from May to September of 2021, with sale prices coming in between $330,000 and $482,000. And then on page 6, once again, we will be doing adjustments to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. Those adjustment factors are in the bottom left of our grid. After doing so, we get a median indicated value for market of $417,212. They did amend that to $430,000 as our final opinion of value. I'm just assuming that is just being conservative there. And then on page 7, or it also might have to do with the fact that they are from competing neighborhoods. However, on page 7, we do have a map of those sales in relation to the subject. As previously stated, going to be in pretty close proximity with the subject within a quarter mile. With that being said, opinion of value, I don't have the assessor's evidence on this one, so I'm going to go ahead and end my testimony there. Opinion of value will be $430,000. Thank you.
Okay. Close that hearing.
This is the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 400 for property ID 164127000. The property is owned by Henny Trucking, LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant for all of our cases today. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand to be sworn in, and that'll be for all cases.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. I have to give you the spiel again today. we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, let's go forward with the first case.
Yes, sir. All right. So, once again, going to be beginning on page 1 of our evidence, we do have some summary of the characteristics of the subject property, which does continue on to page number 2. We do also have some notes here stating that the subject did sell for $250,000 on December 27th. 2021. Page 3, we do have a satellite view as well as what was meant to be a street view of the subject. Does not look like we got the best photo for that. And then on page 4, we do have the breakdown between last year's value as well as this year's. Given the subject did sell for $250,000, we still did want to recognize last year's assessment value of $316,743. So I do believe we increased that a bit to the opinion of $330,000, which will be our opinion today. On page five, yes, ma'am.
Well,
wait a minute. You said what now?
I had a question.
Did you see, you probably didn't see this, but the assessor responded and offered $289,674. I don't understand why we'd be asking for more than the purchase price, especially so close to the assessment date.
That is strange. I actually think I did reach out to someone about why we didn't accept that. I'm going to go ahead and be at where the assessor's opinion was. I do understand that that offer is not on the table any longer, but I would like to also be a little bit lower than the 330. I just wasn't the one who put the evidence packet together. So with that being said, I will go ahead and amend my opinion to the, let's see.
Why would we not go with the purchase prices? Isn't that the best indication of value?
Yes, ma'am. That was actually my plan. I just decided to switch that up last second when I saw that the opinion was higher. Okay. I'm going to amend my opinion of value to the purchase price of the subject at $250,000. Beginning on page five of our evidence, we do have just one sale. It's going to be the subject as well as the purchase price and time of sale, which on page six, not going to be doing any adjustments here considering the subject sold 3 days prior to the assessment date, as well as page seven, map's not going to be too helpful. However, we can't see where it is going to be located in the neighborhood. And then on page eight, we do have some written testimony from the homeowner stating that there is some damage to it, given that it is a bit of an older home, as well as the purchase price and time of sale being reiterated there. Page nine is going to be that handout that we are using to substantiate our time adjustments. However, we haven't implemented a time adjustment on this one. And then just briefly to touch on the comp the assessor did provide. I do realize that they are decently similar to the subject property. However, I do think that the subject, given that it did sell so close to the valuation date, I don't think any of these comps are going to be more comparable to the subject. So with that being said, I think the best representation of market value is what the subject property sold for. So with that being said, opinion of value is going to be $250,000, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, comment. Since this is our second day, I think we can dispense with page one, page two, and maybe start with page four.
Yeah, that works for
and
me.
You don't have to tell us about your source of for the percentage increase because that's all repetition from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Might gotcha. make your job a little bit easier.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Okay,
you good with that one?
Works for me. Let's close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We're reviewing late files. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no appellant present, so I will get started. The first one being for Faiza Asan and Muhammad. It's tax parcel 902-65768 and is a request for reconvening form using reason number one. Reason number one is the taxpayer submits a sworn affidavit to the board stating the notice of change of value for the assessment year was not received at least 15 days prior to the deadline for filing for the petition. It could show proof that the value is actually changed. The request must be filed by April 30th. They are timely. And the reason says, there is no apparent reason to double the tax value of the house. Assessor's office is wrong in their assessment. Also, I did not get the notice of change of value in the mail. And that was signed February 28th.
Okay. They testified that they didn't get it. So I guess we have to hear it.
The second one is tax parcel 178863000. It's owned by Kim and Terry Primley. It's also under trustees of Primley family. They're using reconvening code number 3, which is, in an arm's length transaction, a bona fide purchaser or contract buyer acquired interest in the property after July 1st, but on or before December 31st of the assessment year. The sale price was less than 90% of the assessed value. And then they have filed that by April 30th. Their reason given is, only thing that is salvageable is the building 3, which is 25 square foot shed. The house and carport is unsafe and will be demolished due to electrical, plumbing, and roofing issues. We had realtors look at the house. Their recommendation was to burn it, and it would be a money pit to be removed, and that was signed March 6th.
Okay. So, yeah, sounds like the winner.
Well, it doesn't say anything about the purchase.
Well, it says it's less than 90%.
It doesn't say anything about the value.
Yeah, maybe if we find the purchase of it, you know.
So just from what they've given us, they didn't say anything about the purchase itself. Let me look. I think they've got the form with it. So the reason on the form is that it is unlivable. Okay, it was purchased in February of 23, so it was not purchased in the assessment year.
So the reason they gave is not valid in that category?
It doesn't sound like it for reason 3, no.
That you said unlivable, is that one of the reasons?
I don't think so.
It should be.
I mean, there's, like if it's overvalued by 100%, but they haven't said anything about whether it was overvalued by 100%.
I'm sorry, so the reasons they gave were not valid, but the actual value is...
So they didn't really give us anything. Like, she says it's not salvageable, but that doesn't fit with the reasons that we've got available to us. And their reason is the purchase.
Which doesn't meet the criteria?
It doesn't sound like it. It's in 2023. It would have needed to be 22.
Well,
it was purchased in 23?
Right. Yeah, so February of
23. It doesn't meet the time frame. Purchased after July 1st but before December 31st.
Right.
Doesn't meet the time frame either.
Yeah.
Let's say no, it's a valid reason I guess for next year but not this year.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. It was just the 2, so I will go ahead and have you close that, and then that's it for cases today.
All right, closes.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 402 for property ID 30912090. The property is owned by Sandor W. Lau. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So just to begin on page 2 this time, we do have some notes here stating that the subject property sold for $380,000 on May 21st of 2021. This is a public record transaction. However, it was listed on the MLS until April 19th of 2021 for $370,000. And they did list the MLS reference number as well. On page 4, we do have the breakdown from last year's value to this year. Last year we were at $382,547, and this year we are at $441,821. Opinion value today is going to be $380,000. That might change. We will see. Okay. So taking a look at what we do have here, looks like we have 9 sales comparables, all going to be in the subject's building. It does appear that the subject's a condominium. Subject is a 1,455 square foot unit. Our comparables are all going to be in the 1,300 to 1,400 square foot range. It does look like comparable number 3 is going to be a model match. It also sold for $380,000. Actually, comp 3 is a subject property. Excuse me. However, all of these are going to be in the same building, so same year built, same condition, same building quality, and time of sale, we are going from January to December of 2021. all these sale prices are coming in between $330,000 and all the way up to the high end of $389,900. So these are all condo units in the subject's neighborhood, or in the subject's building. None of them sold anywhere near $441,000 in 2021. And then taking a look at pages 6 and 7, we did have to break out the adjustments onto multiple pages given the number of comparables. After adjusting for any variances, however, we are getting a median indicated value for a market of $414,000, which will be followed up on page 8 with a map of those sale comparables in relation to the subject throughout the neighborhood. And then on page 9, we do have some written testimony from the homeowner stating that there is no light fixtures in one bedroom, as well as the kitchen being in need of a new faucet. The hard water makes a mess. They're in need of a new water softener. There's paint chipping throughout the home and fog dual pane windows with seals broken between the panes. They also do reiterate the purchase price as well as time of sale. And then I do believe they submitted some photos here as well, just detailing the condition of the interior of the home regarding the light fixtures. It looks like part of the inspection report surrounding the windows as well as the water pressure in the sink. I don't have any estimates on that. However, given that the subject property did sell for $380,000, that is going to be my opinion of value, especially considering it was within the valuation period. With that being said, that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
It sold in May, right? At 380,000. Michelle, would you pull up the property information system on this, because it says 433, but our decision sheet says 441. If you look at their offer sheet is 433, but the decision sheet says 441. Do you see what it actually says?
Yeah, so it is saying 441 on here.
Yeah. So, but their decision, I mean, their offer sheet is a 433. And you're asking for 415?
380.
380, okay. All right. Any other questions?
No questions.
No other questions.
Okay, close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 404 for property ID 118-256-642. The property is owned by Jimmy Nortz and Cynthia Nortz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page 4 of our evidence, we do have the breakdown from last year's to this year's value. Last year, the subject property was assessed at $618,000, and this year it is being assessed at $717,204. Our opinion of value today is going to be $662,000. And beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have 6 sales comparables, all going to be in the subject property's neighborhood, all going to be within a mile of the subject. Subject is 2,631 square feet. Our comparables are ranging between 2,360 square feet and 2,817 square feet. The subject property was built in 2000. Our comparables are ranging in year built between 1980 to 2004. However, comparable number 4 does look like it did have some work done in 2000. To match the effective year built of the subject property. Subject is in average condition similar to the comps provided, and the building grade is a B. Our comps are going to be either similar, if not slightly inferior, to the subject building grade. Lot size, the subject is on a 12,414 square foot lot. Our comparables have lot sizes ranging in the 10 to 13,000 square foot range. Time of sale, we are going from January of 2021 through March of 2022. And the sale prices are coming in from a low of $528,000, which is comp number 2, all the way up to $654,500, which is comp number 6, which is going to be that March sale. And page number 6, we are going to adjust for any variances here. It actually looks like we didn't adjust for variances regarding improvement square footage or lot size here. I'm not necessarily sure why that is the case. However, we still are adjusting for year built, time of sale, and presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $662,937, which was rounded to $662,000 even. Beginning on page 7, we do have that map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. It does look like the subject is located in a rather large neighborhood, comps 1 and 2 being particularly close. With that being said, opinion of value is going to be the median indicated by our sales grid at $662,000. And I'll take a look at the assessor's evidence on this one because we did get their packet. So looks like we did provide 6 comparables in the subject neighborhood where the assessor was able to provide 3 here. Out of these 3 sales, none of them sold anywhere near $717,000, ranging between $647,000 and $670,000. So right in range with what our opinion of value today actually is. And also, assessor sale 3 still supports a reduction, albeit slight, still does, even after adjustments, coming at 2704. And, I mean, just taking a look at the sale prices on both my grid as well as the assessors, I do think that the market doesn't necessarily support $717,204. With that being said, my opinion of value is going to be $662,000, and that will be all for me. Thank you.
Good.
No questions.
No questions.
Oh, okay. No, I have any. Got it.
All right.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 406 for property ID 4385000. The property is owned by Ryan Connors Phillips. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page 4 of our evidence, we do show the breakdown between last year's to this year's value. Last year, the subject was assessed at $412,390, and this year we're being assessed at $494,276. Opinion of value today is going to be $413,000. And beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have 4 sale comparables, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code, all within roughly half a mile of the subject property. Subject's going to be 936 square feet. Our comps are ranging between 948 square feet and 1,187 square feet. It's going to be a little bit larger than the subject property, albeit not too much of a variance there. The subject was built in 1923. Our comps were built between 1916 and 1928. Subject did have some work done in 1995, and our effective year built regarding the comparables is ranging between 1980 and 2001. The subject is in average condition. It looks like comps 1 through 3 are similar condition. However, comp 4 is going to be slightly inferior. However, building grade is going to be similar across the board, as well as lot sizes. Looks like not going to be more than a 500 square foot variance there. Maybe it's slightly more. Time of sale, we are going from January 2021 to January 2022, with sale prices coming in between $366,000 and $450,000. On page 6, we are going to be adjusting to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $413,000. I was planning to amend that slightly. Let's see. I'm going to amend my opinion of value to $440,000. I would like to give a decent amount more weight to comparable number 3, just given the similarity to the subject property regarding square footage, year built, and effective year built, as well as lot size. So new opinion of value is going to be $440,000. And page 7, we do have a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. Not very close, but still going to be within the subject's neighborhood code and still within relatively close proximity. That being said, on the assessor side of things, it looks like All four of these sales did sell lower than the subject assessment value. I'm also not sure why it says $43 million there. but so we're not going up that high. But I do, yeah, the subjects noticed at $494,000. It looks like the sales here ranging between $384 and $482. So with that being said, I don't think that any of these sales necessarily show the market supporting that valuation either. My opinion of value is going to be $440,000, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
I don't know if you noticed that this subject property has a basement that's equal in square footage to the main floor, as do all of the assessor's comps. So that doubles.
I looked those up, and the subject has a finished basement, and all the rest of them are unfinished basements.
And none of you, I don't know, do any of your comps have basements at all, or you don't know?
Let me double check.
When you said unfinished, Dan, are you talking about the assessor's comps or the appellant's comps?
The assessor's comps.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like comps 1, 2, and 4 all have some finished basement square footage. It's ranging between 450 and 676 square feet. So a subject's 936, so a bit smaller, but they do have some finished basement. Comp 3, it doesn't look like comp 3 doesn't have any basement square footage.
Okay. I don't have any other questions or comments.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
No, I don't. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 407 for property ID 127363090. Property is owned by Jorge Rodriguez and Christina Naugle. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So once again, beginning on page 4 of our evidence, we do have the breakdown from last year's value to this year. Last year, the subject was assessed at $808,295, this year being assessed at $980,255. Opinion of value today is going to be $869,000. And beginning on page 5 of our evidence, we do have 5 sales comparables here. It looks like comp 2 is going to be in a competing neighborhood, however, within half a mile of the subject property. The remaining 5 comps are going to be in the same neighborhood code as the subject property. Subject is 3,205 square feet. Our comparables are between 3,147 square feet and 3,538 square feet. Subject was built in 2004. Our comparables are ranging between 2002 and 2010. Subject is in average condition, similar to the comparables, with the subject having a building grade of B. It does look like there is a bit of a spread here, with building grades ranging from a C-plus to an A. Slight variance, not too much there. It does look like they're bracketing the subject. Lot size, the subject is on an 8,883 square foot lot, with our comparables ranging in the 7,000 to 10,000 square foot range. Time of sale, it does look like we have one early sale here with comp 1. It is pretty similar to the subject, which is why I believe it was included. It did sell in September for $710,000, and the latest sale on our grid here is going to be comp 5. It did sell in March of 2022 for $945,000. That's also fairly similar to the subject, albeit a slightly larger lot there. Beginning on page 6, we will be making adjustments here to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, lot size, year built, time of sale, and presence or lack thereof for pool. After doing so, we get a median indicated value for market of $869,985, which was automatically rounded to $869,000 by our system. So I will just leave that as the opinion of value. And beginning on page 7, we do have the map of those sales comps in relation to the subject property. So all going to be, it looks like comp 1 is going to be pretty close to the subject in relation to the remaining comparables. However, all going to be in pretty close proximity with the subject. And then taking a look at the assessor side of things, just very briefly, once again, out of the 3 sales provided here, not a single one sold over the assessed value of the subject property. Additionally, comparable number one does support a reduction both before and after adjustments by the assessor. And taking a look at just the sample that they provided as well as what we provided, it does not look like there's much selling in the subject's immediate area for $980,255. So with that being said, my opinion of value is going to be $869,000, and that will be all for me. Thank you.
Just as a general comment, your comps, when you put your comps in, and the assessor doesn't do it either very extensively other than showing where they are, but the basements, you don't take into consideration any of the basements, whether they have a basement or not. And a basement does add value, even if it's unfinished, some minimal value. But if it's a finished basement, like a daylight walkout basement, that has a significant value factor that should be taken into consideration in your evaluation. All of the assessors have basements, but they don't indicate whether they're finished or unfinished.
Do you know if any of yours have basements, Darius? Any of your comps?
Just one second. I can double check that. Yeah, we have it in our system where it shows that we are working on implementing that as well. So I do appreciate the feedback on that. That is something we're working on actively. However, in our system, it's showing currently, but it doesn't print out with our evidence packets. Let's see. It looks like comp number three is the only one with a finished basement. It does not look like the other comps have any basement square footage.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
No, I have no questions on it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 408 for property ID 117-893-072. The property is owned by Tim C. Rofeld and Mari S. Rofeld. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present with the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page four, once again, we do have the breakdown from beginning of last year to this year's value from $630,000 to $896,555 as of last year. Our opinion of value is going to be $730,000. We arrived at that by applying a 15.7% annualized increase to last year's valuation, considering that the sales that we're about to present support a much lower value than even last year's. So we did just apply a bit of an appreciation rate to last year's valuation to arrive at our opinion today. Beginning on page five of our evidence, we do have six comparable sales.
What did you say your opinion of value was going to be?
$730,000.
So you're dropping it from $790,000.
I believe so. Let me see. Hold on. I believe so.
It looks like you have the same basement issue on this one, just so you know.
Possibly. Okay. Well, taking a look at these, so we are showing six comparable sales. I will spend some time once I'm finished with this, just looking to make sure that we do have some kind of basement situation here and see which ones do or do not. But before doing that, we do have six comparables here, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code. These are all going to be MLS-confirmed transactions. The subject is a 2,396-square-foot home. Our comparables are ranging from 2,032 square feet to 2,817 square feet. Subject was built in 1989. Our comparables are ranging from 1987 to 1999. Subject is in average condition. Our comparables are either in similar, if not slightly superior, condition. And great, it looks like we are going to be bracketing the subjects there between, or some of them are going to be similar, if not slightly inferior, between a C plus and a B. Subject is going to be 10,883 square feet on the lot size, and our comps are all going to be in the 10 to 12,000 square foot range regarding lot sizes, with Comp 1 being a bit of an outlier. The remaining of these will be mostly in the 10,000 square foot range. Time of sale, we are going from, it looks like, March of 2021 to February of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $525,000 and $700,000. Beginning on page six, we are going to make adjustments to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $599,352, which will then be followed up on page seven with a map of those sales comparables in relation to the subject property. It does look like the subject is located in a rather large neighborhood. However, these are still going to all be within that neighborhood. We do also have some written testimony from the homeowner stating a 2017 sale price, as well as just some water rot in the wood at the rear lower door and frame, as well as water rot in the wood on the lower trim wood on the side of the house. And they're also stating that they may have some foundation issues due to some cracks in the interior walls and the ceiling, as well as possibly some adverse conditions regarding a loud and busy street. And then taking a look at the assessor's evidence just briefly, it does look like, once again, all three of these sales, so it does look like these all did sell lower than the subjects currently assessed at. Once again, assessor sales 1 and 3 both support a reduction. Sale 3, very slight, but still does support a reduction nonetheless after adjustments. And then I will go ahead and conclude my testimony with saying opinion of value is going to be $730,000, but I will, I'm just going to look to see the basement situation very quickly.
How did you jump from 599 to 730?
We applied the time adjustment factor that we're utilizing from last year's valuation to this year's, just given that the sale supported a much lower value.
Got it. Okay.
And on the basement side of things, yep, that is unfortunate. It does not look like any of these have basements.
This, again, is one that I did look up the basements on the other ones. And the two comps that the assessor has, the appellant has a daylight finished basement, and the two comps that are ranch style do have daylight finished basements. I eliminated a third comp because it's a two-story building. But there, the other two are ranch, and they both have daylight finished basements, as does the appellants. Okay. Any other questions?
No, I have no questions.
I don't have any questions.
Close hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 468 for property ID 105-522-570. The property is owned by Danny R. St. Pierre and Corrine M. St. Pierre, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page 4 of our evidence, we do have the breakdown from last year's to this year's value. Subject was assessed at $598,079, and now it is being assessed at $839,151. So quite a substantial increase there, $242,000 roughly. Our opinion of value today is going to be $782,500. Beginning on page 5, we do have 4 sale comparables, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code, all within a quarter mile of the subject property. The subject is 3,232 square feet. Our comps are between 2,770 square feet and 3,470 square feet. So a bit of a spread there. We are bracketing the subject, however. Year built, we are subject was built in 1989. Our comparables were all built in either 1988 or 1989. Condition and building grade is going to be similar to the subject across the board, and it does look like, so the subject is on a 10,290 square foot lot. Our comparables are between 9,602 square feet and 10,532 square feet. Subtracting the subject pretty tightly there as well. Time of sale, we are going from June of 2021 to March of 2022, with sale prices coming in between $700,000 and $780,000. On page six, we are going to make adjustments here to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $777,000. However, we are giving the majority of our weight to comparables number one and two, just giving the similar improvement square footages, condition, grade, year built, etc., lot size. So our opinion value is going to be giving more weight to those at $782,500. That will be followed up on page number seven with a map of the sales comparables in relation to the subject property. And then briefly looking at the assessor's evidence here, once again, all four of these comps sold below the subject's current assessed value. Additionally, assessor sale one is the only ranch style home on this grid. It also supports a reduction both before and after adjustments were made by the assessor. So that being said, my opinion of value is going to be, with respect to the weight given to comps one and two, it's going to be $782,500, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
$782,500?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no questions.
Nope. No questions for me.
No, I don't see any. Thanks, question on it? No. Okay.
Okay. I think we're all set. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The property before us is case number 409 for property ID 125-857-250. The property is owned by Troy Dale Tyson and Crystal Marie Tyson. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he's already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, tell us about this one.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page four of our evidence, we do have breakdown from last year's value to this year. Last year, the subject was assessed at $472,773, and this year it's currently assessed at $558,582. Our opinion of value today is going to be $479,000. And then, briefly, I would like to touch on, we do have some notes at the top, just given that this does have the reference number for the MLS, I wanted to make sure that this is on record. So the subject property did sell on the open market for $430,000 on April 12th of 2021. So that sale will appear on our grid on page number five. It is going to be comp number one. So it does look like the other two comparables are going to be relatively similar to the subject. Subject's 2,732 square feet. Comp two is going to be very close to the subject, of 3 square feet smaller. And comp three is going to be a bit smaller at 2,234 square feet. Subject was built in 2005. Both of our comps were built in either 2005 or 2006. All going to be in the same condition and grade as the subject property, and all going to be within 100 square feet of the subject's lot size. Time of sale, it does look like we have, we're ranging from January to December of 2021, with sale prices between $422,800 and $485,000. On page six, we do we are going to be making adjustments to account for variances regarding improvement square footage, as well as lot size, year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we are getting a median indicated value for market of $491,816. However, our opinion of value is going to be the adjusted value for comparable number one, which once again is going to be the subject property that did sell in April of 2021 for $430,000. applying that 15.7% time adjustment broken down by month, we do get a value of $479,384. So our opinion of value today is going to be $479,000 even. And on page 7, we do have a map of those other two sales comparables in relation to the subject property, as well as the handout on page 8. With that being said, this was the last case I did not get the assessor's evidence on, so that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Okay. I have no questions.
You have no questions on it.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 9th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 411 for property ID 37915981. The property is owned by Carol J. Williams. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darius Kahan present as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this.
Yes, sir. So beginning on page 4 of our evidence, we do have the breakdown from last year's to this year's value. Subject was assessed at $445,893, and this year it's being assessed at $521,206. Our opinion of value today is going to be $478,000. And beginning on page 5 of our packet, we do have 5 comparable sales here, all going to be in the subject's neighborhood code, all within roughly half a mile of the subject property. Subject is 1,493 square feet. Our comparables are between 1,428 square feet and 1,902 square feet, with comps 2, 3, and 5 having the most similar square footage to the subject. Subject was built in 1959, same effective year built. It does look like our comps are ranging between 1957 and 1979. It does look like comp 2 did also have an effective year built in 1975. So effective year builds are going to be a bit newer than the subject property. Subject is in average condition similar to the comparables, as well as building grade being similar, if not slightly superior, with comp number 1. Subject is on an 8,276 square foot lot. Our comparables have lot sizes ranging from the 7,000 to 10,000 square foot range. Time of sale, we are going from March of 2021 to October of 2021, with sale prices between $450,000 and $535,000. On page 6, we will be adjusting to account for variances. It does look like we are not adjusting for improvement square footage or lot size on this one. I'm not sure why that's the case. However, we are still adjusting for year built, time of sale, and the presence or lack thereof of a pool. After doing so, we get a median indicated value for market of $478,449, which was rounded to $478,000 even. That will then be followed up on page 7 with a map of the sales comparables in relation to the subject property, all going to be in fairly close proximity with the subject, with comps 1 and 2 being particularly close. And just a couple of comments on the assessor's grid here as well. So we did provide more comps than the assessor overall, us having 5 versus their 3. And taking a look at these sales themselves, comps 1 and 3 are selling below the subject's assessed value. Once again, comp 3 sold for $435,000 and comp 1 sold for $500,000. And additionally, sale 3 does support a reduction even after being adjusted. So with that being said, taking a look at these sales that were provided by both samples, my opinion of value is going to be $478,000. That does seem to be in range of all these sales. And that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Yeah, here again, the assessor's comps have no adjustment, no basements listed on them, and the appellant, they're saying, is a finished basement of almost 1,000 square feet, 989 square feet, which could make a big difference in the valuation, and if that was taken into consideration in yours.
It does look like comps 2, 3, and 5 have basements, finished basements. I don't believe
yours does.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I looked at this, that there's a big, big adjustment for year built. And you may have discussed this once before, but how do you calculate that adjustment? Because in all of those, it's, you know,
it is relatively
70,000.
It is that 0.75%. We do 0.75% per year. So it is relatively a, it's not a very perfect adjustment. However, it is just being done across the board that way. I'm assuming it's because a lot of these are substantially newer than the subject property.
Yeah, no, I know this one, it shows up really, really big, big time. So it's 0.75% per year.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's the major adjustment of any of them, is that number. Okay. No more questions. Any questions?
No questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
Close the hearing. Close the hearing.